Joined live by Deseret News Jazz beat writer Jody Genesee. Jody, so the signings so far, are they going to help the cause here?
Yeah, I definitely think that adding Ricky Rubio, trading for him, and then getting Joe Ingles, who showed last year that he's a good three-pointer and defender, and he's Gordon Hayward's best friend on the team. So I think both of those additions this offseason really kind of helped bolster their cause to keep Gordon.
Do we have any sense, Jody, of how it went in Miami or and or Boston?
Yeah, it really went well. I know that Gordon liked what he heard and saw in Miami with Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and others, and that's a really good spot and a good choice for him. And he had a wonderful time in Boston. He and his wife visiting with his old coach and a former friend and father figure, really, Brad Stevens, in Boston, and Danny Ainge, good old Utah friend Danny Ainge, in Boston. They had a nice time yesterday, and the Celtics really laid out well how he could help their team and how they could help him and make a really good relationship. So the Jazz really have their work cut out for them today because Gordon has a tough decision, and he's keeping an open mind. So he doesn't have his mind made up yet, so the Jazz really need to hammer home today why Utah is the best fit for him.
We had heard early on that the Jazz had enlisted the help of John Stockton to counsel him a little bit behind the scenes, and I couldn't help but think, you know, you could lay out all of the guys that have left Utah to chase a ring, and not one of them have succeeded, including Karl Malone.
Yeah, I think that the Jazz are going to really try to hammer the point home that loyalty and family and let's build your legacy here in Utah, like John Stockton. And one thing the Jazz have going for them is Gordon Hayward grew up in Indiana, and his favorite player was Reggie Miller, who stayed his entire career in Indiana. And I know that Gordon loved that. And so bringing in John Stockton and just making that point that, hey, look, you can create a lasting legacy here. We can try to win a championship. You can get a statue outside of the arena, perhaps. But let's play on that loyalty, the family. You're part of us. We're part of you. Let's keep this together.
Speaking of family, I know Gail Miller and her family are going along with the GM and Coach Snyder, et cetera. Are we making too much out of the fact that the meeting is not here, that's in San Diego?
Well, I mean, the arena is under construction. The practice facility is under construction. Gordon Hayward has a second home in San Diego. So, you know, it made sense for him to go to Miami, to go to Boston, to kind of see what life would be like there. He knows what life is like in Salt Lake City. He's lived here for 7 years. So they're not going to impress him with one more day going around Salt Lake. So it makes sense. That's what family does. Sometimes you travel to the other person's home. So I think he's going to be in his comfortable surroundings in San Diego. I think it makes sense. Get away from the hustle and bustle of the summer league activities here, and just keep it low key. And we know that Rudy Gobert and some other teammates are there as well. Just enjoy Southern California. Hey, the Jazz were in Southern California when they agreed to sign Joe Ingles the other night. So it's worked well so far.
Yeah. All right, Jody. All great stuff. We're going to be keeping an eye on it. Just the over-under, will we hear today or is it going to take a little while?
I think if he's going to stay with the Jazz, I wouldn't be surprised if we heard today. His agent told me that he's going to take a moment to take a deep breath and then decide. You know, we'd all love to celebrate the 4th of July with some hot dogs, hamburgers, fireworks, and Gordon Hayward.
And some Gordon Hayward.
I love that. Thank you, Jody. Jody Genesee from the Deseret News.